The sun has set, the darkness deepens, and the world awaits midnight! Allow me to introduce myself. I'm your host, Graves, here to lead you through the webs of mystery and terror we call midnight. You may not realize it, but we've met before. Oh, yes, many times. I'm the one who invades your nightmares and wakes you up screaming. I'm the voice who calls your name, and when you turn around, I'm not there. And when you have that uncanny feeling that you're being watched, but don't see anyone, that's me. Yes, we've spent a lot of time together, and I'm going to be with you a lot more. Whenever you're startled, scared, or just uneasy, that's when you'll find your old friend, Graves. But I'm saving the best for last. Yes, I've got a biggie plan for you. When will it be? Let's let it be a surprise. Meanwhile, we'll meet here every week to enjoy a bit of macabre mystery called Midnight. Who knows? Maybe one of these weeks, I'll let you in on my plans for you. Then again, maybe not. But can you afford to miss a single week? I don't think so. But now, let's get on to tonight's story. Tonight, we visit our neighbor to the south. But not the tourist spots. We're going into the jungles of central Mexico on an archaeological expedition to the last unexplored temple of the ancient Toltecs. And what will we dig up? You'll see. Here's the first act of Toltec's Tomb.
Will this never end?
Excuse me?
I said, will this incessant scratching at the earth never end? When will we explore the inside of the temple?
Señor Hernandez, archaeology is a science of slow, painstaking discovery. Didn't your government advise you?
Dr. Maxwell, my government told me to accompany your party into the interior and supervise the excavation of this temple. They did not inform me that it would take so long to dig up some old Indians' pots and pans.
You should be pleased we're being so careful. You're here to make sure nothing we discover is damaged or removed from your country.
Yes, but...
Plus the fact it is we who are doing the physical work, yet you will no doubt be praised by your government.
That is untrue, Dr. Brown. I ask for nothing from this miserable 3 months. I only do my job.
All right. Let's not get into another argument. We still have months to spend together. We might as well tolerate each other.
Very well.
Dr. Maxwell!
What is it, Richard?
I found another cylinder.
Bring it over, will you?
That makes 8 altogether.
Yes, 1 at each of the digs, 100 meters apart.
They seem to be forming a ring around the temple. Have you noticed?
Is that significant, Professor?
It might have something to do with the Toltec's method of agriculture or their creation of the ancient calendar.
Is that all?
Why? What more would you want them to be?
Nothing.
Here it is, Doctor.
Yes, it's almost an exact duplicate of the others. Light, hollow, about 40 centimeters high. Closed at both ends, and with those curious markings around the outside.
The ancient symbols.
Yes. They seem to be characters from the Toltec alphabet. But they don't form any recognizable words. Even reading around the cylinders backwards or up and down means nothing.
Well, just another curiosity, eh, Hernandez?
Eh? What did you say?
I said, just another curiosity. If you weren't so intent on trying to read those markings, you'd have heard me.
Now, now. Richard, we found a cylinder in each of the digs. Why don't you and Caroline move on to the next one and see if the pattern holds?
Yes, sir. Playing Cupid again, Doctor?
Me? If my daughter takes a liking to young Stevens, that's her decision.
Yet you do put them to work together often.
Let's say I think young people enjoy the company of other young people more than us oldsters.
Enough of this drivel. When are we going to discover something of interest?
You don't find the cylinders interesting, Hernandez.
Worthless trinkets. They tell us nothing.
What did you hope they would tell us?
I don't know. That is your concern. But let us continue.
Perhaps something fruitful will come of the day's work yet.
Caroline.
Over here, Richard.
Your father wants us to move to the next site.
Oh, all right. I think Talon is over there now. Oh, watch the outcropping there.
All right. Here, give me your hand.
Why, Richard Stevens, is that a proposal?
Could be, if last night is a sample of things to come.
It was nice, wasn't it?
I'm beginning to look forward to nights with you more than days with your father.
I should hope so.
You know what I mean.
I think I do. And I feel the same way. We're supposed to be working. Come on, let's find Talon.
Where did you leave him?
Staking out the new dig. He's not much help beyond little jobs like that.
Well, once he guided us into this jungle, there's not much for him to do until we want out again.
He certainly has it easy.
Well, at least he helps a little. Hernandez doesn't do anything but sit in that chair all day long and grouse.
I can't understand his uneasiness.
He's a bureaucrat.
Yet he seems so genuinely angry that we haven't found more. And Talon seems upset that we found so much.
He mentioned that to me. He isn't very happy that foreigners are ravaging the tombs of his ancestors.
But Hernandez is here to make sure whatever we find remains the property of the Mexican government.
I think Talon would like it left buried right where it is.
Oh, there he is now. Talon! Talon!
Si, senorita. I have put the stakes around the hole, like you say.
Dig, Talon.
Huh?
Dig. Archaeologists call it a dig, not a hole.
That makes it more than a hole.
Enough for technical jargon, Richard.
Yeah. Well, let's get to work.
Ready in a little while. Nothing like a good meal after a hard day's work.
You call this a good meal? Food from cans, only slightly warm?
That's what we eat most of the time on an expedition, Hernandez. You'll never make a dedicated archaeologist.
I do not intend to.
That's good.
You insult me again, Senor Brown. I do not have to take these from you.
And just what do you intend to do about it?
That's enough. I want this bickering to stop. You go on taunting each other and we'll never get anything done.
Another insult, and I am not responsible for your safety anymore.
As if you ever were.
Dr. Maxwell, Dr. Brown,
what is it?
Caroline and I have discovered something. Come look.
What have you found?
Well, we were in the tent examining the cylinders, trying to decipher the markings.
You examined them without my permission?
We didn't do any harm, just looking at them. We lined them up on the shelf there.
I noticed that a couple of them, sitting side by side, formed ancient Toltec words if the characters were read across both cylinders.
We moved them around, forming different combinations.
Let me see. Yes, it does form phrases in the Toltec language. There are a few strange words here, but I think I can decipher it. In this temple lies the treasure of the Toltecs, sent with our kings to the... I guess that word means heaven. For sacrifice to the god of the sun. The rest seems to be a description of how to get to the treasure room.
The treasure of the Toltecs.
What does that mean?
Well, there is a legend. In the 12th century, the Aztecs swept out of the north to subjugate the Toltec Empire. The king of the Toltecs was killed in battle. His body was carried to the tribe's hidden burial tomb for proper funeral,
before the Aztecs could defile the temple.
But what's that about a treasure?
It was part of the Toltec's religious custom to send the spirit of a king to heaven with enough riches to buy favor from their god of the sun. The legend has it that since the Toltecs knew their empire was about to be crushed, they put the tribe's entire fortune in the burial temple to preserve their wealth for use in the afterlife.
Was it ever found?
Most historians agree the legend is a myth.
Yet these cylinders are proof that this is the lost temple, and they show where the treasure lies.
Why so excited, Hernandez? Does the prospect of treasure suddenly make our dig more interesting?
Certainly not. I mean, the idea of a major discovery is exciting. From an official standpoint, of course.
Of course.
Senores, there is something more you should know.
What's that, Tolan?
There is more to the legend. They say the spirit of the god Kukulkan watches over the wealth of the Toltecs, and there is a curse.
Oh, Tolan, surely you don't believe that.
I know only what is legend, senorita.
What is the curse, Tolan?
It is stated, he who seeks the treasure of the Toltecs has death at his shoulder.
Nonsense.
Perhaps not. Most myths have their basis in some sort of fact. Curses may too.
Well, are we going to search for the treasure?
No.
What?
No one is to set foot in that temple until I say so. I must report to my government.
But that could take days.
You may continue to excavate outside the ruins, but no one may enter until I return from the capital.
Now see here, Hernandez, you have no right to keep us from...
I have every right, Senor Brown.
He's right, Brown. Since we are here by permission of his government, he has the right.
This is preposterous!
Nevertheless, Senor Brown, none of you may enter the temple until I return. I shall leave in the morning.
Professor.
Oh, hello, Brown. Just finishing off my pipe before turning in.
Professor, I thought I should tell you,
Well?
Well, I don't want to sound like a schoolboy tattling. You know Hernandez and I don't get along.
Yes?
But I was walking by the artifacts tent a few minutes ago and happened to see him in there, writing.
Oh?
He seemed to be copying the designs off the cylinders.
Interesting. Of course, it won't do him much good. They're all in ancient Toltec.
Yes, I thought that, but the directions into the temple's treasure room are part of the design. Couldn't he figure out how to get in there?
Possibly. Even if he doesn't, I think he bears watching a little more closely. Well, I guess I'll turn in. How about you?
Yes, it's been a hard day.
But a productive one. Have you seen Richard and Caroline?
Well, I think I saw them taking a walk just outside the camp.
Well, I suspect they'll be in soon. Shall we go?
Professor, do you think Hernandez will try to get the treasure, if there is one?
He might, later on, but he'd be a fool to try it tonight, in the dark.
Richard, do you believe in that legend?
I don't know. But I'll tell you what I do believe in.
What?
Us.
Oh, Richard.
Wait. What's that?
Where?
Over there, going up the steps of the temple.
It looks like a man.
It's Hernandez. He's going after the treasure.
How do you know?
It's got to be. I haven't trusted him since he joined us. Come on.
Where?
After him, of course. We'll catch him at it.
Richard, wait. As the government's representative, he has the right to go into that temple. If we go after him, he can use it as an excuse to end our expedition.
But we can't let him get away with the treasure.
There may not be any. Besides, where could he go tonight? Come on, let's tell Father about it. He'll know what to do.
Well, what's up with you two?
We just saw Hernandez entering the temple.
He's going after the treasure.
Is he now?
He must be.
You don't seem very upset.
I'm not.
Why?
Hernandez is an opportunist. Dr. Brown and I suspected that from the beginning. But he won't get any of the treasure, if there is one.
Why not?
Because even if he could find his way out of this jungle without Tolan's guidance, He'd have a tough time explaining how he came to have artifacts without us corroborating his story.
But I...
And I took the precaution of removing the distributor wires from the Jeep tonight.
The fools! Do they think I'm going to let them get away with any treasure? Or that I'd let it get swallowed up in some government reform project? I'll have it all for myself, even if I have to put them all out of the way. This should be it. Through this doorway and... Who are you? What are you? Stay away from me! Don't come near me! Don't! No! No!
Senor Maxwell! Senor Maxwell!
What's that? Oh, good morning, Tulan. Coffee?
Senor Maxwell, it is Senor Hernandez.
What about Hernandez?
He is not in the tent. His cot has not been slept in.
Yes, he did try to leave last night.
He didn't use the jeeps. They're still right where they were last night.
Then he must still be in the temple.
In the temple?
What's that?
Well, Caroline and I saw Hernandez go into the temple last night after dark. And now he's missing.
Missing, is he? Good riddance.
Shouldn't we go look for him?
Why bother?
Well, we can search the surrounding jungle. But if he's in the temple, we can't go looking for him. He ordered us not to set foot in there.
But if he's gone in...
No, my boy. We'll give him the rest of the day to reappear. If he doesn't, we'll go into the city and report his disappearance. Until then, we'll continue our digging outside the ruins.
But if I could just go...
Outside, Richard! I forbid you to enter that temple alone!
Richard, now?
Don't be silly. Come here.
What is it?
Take this string.
What for?
We'll need it to leave a trail.
Where?
Into the temple, of course.
Richard, you're not going to...
Shh! Of course.
Father forbid you to go in there alone.
That's why I'm taking you with me.
Oh, no, you're not.
Caroline, look. If Hernandez is still in there, he's either hurt or he's stealing the treasure. Either way, we've got to find him.
And if he isn't still in there?
Then nobody'll ever know we went in. Besides, I'm sure he's after the treasure.
If there is a treasure...
Come on. The place isn't very big. We'll be out in 20 minutes. Your father and Brown will never miss us.
Well, all right. But only 20 minutes.
That's the stuff. Come on.
There's more room down here than you'd think.
Yeah. Most of it must be underground outside the main perimeter of the temple.
Are you sure we're not going in circles?
If we were, we'd have crossed over the string you're letting out.
How's the candle holding out?
Still plenty.
It sure is dark and creepy in here.
That's not a very scientific statement.
Sorry. How do you know we're going the right way?
From what I remember of the directions on the cylinders. And I can see Hernandez's footprints in the dust every so often. Look!
What?
Up ahead, a doorway. Not just an archway, a door.
It's partly open.
Keep quiet. Maybe Hernandez is in there.
Can you open it?
I can try. It's easy. Balance very carefully.
Richard, look!
My God. Jewels. Gold.
And ancient artifacts.
The legend is true. It's the treasure of the entire Toltec Empire.
Oh, Richard, don't. Leave it alone.
But have you ever seen so many jewels?
Richard, put it down.
She speaks wisely, Senor.
Oh, Tolan, you frightened us.
Oh, Tolan, how did you get in here? Where'd you get that feathered costume?
It is ancient. Left here for the generations of high Toltec priests.
Huh?
I am Tolan, descended from Topiltzin, ancient high priest of the god Kukulkan. I watch over the treasure of the Toltecs and deal with those who defile the temple.
Then Hernandez was here.
The man Hernandez entered the sacred passageways in the night to rob the Toltecs of their wealth. He did not succeed.
But where is he?
Come.
Another room.
This is the chamber of sacrifice. The altars on which those who defile the temple are made to pay for their sacrilege.
Oh, Richard, look.
Hernandez, pinned to the wall up there.
Oh, but he looks ancient.
He has paid the price of sacrilege. Now he joins the living dead. He shall hang there for eternity. Not dead, not alive.
Oh, it's horrible.
He paid, as you shall pay.
What? We didn't take anything?
You have seen the sacred treasure, and you would tell others of its existence. They would pillage our last resting place, just as thousands ravaged our empire in eras past.
We wouldn't tell anyone.
You can't do this.
I shall not. The servants of Kukulkan shall see to it.
Oh, Richard, Hernandez just fell down from the wall. Oh, he's coming toward us with stone spikes.
Stop this, Tolan.
I follow commandments more ancient than yours, senor.
Richard, stop that grisly thing.
He who sees the treasure of the Toltecs has death at his shoulder. He who sees
Hernandez,
the treasure of
put down those spikes.
Has death at his
he
shoulder.
He doesn't hear you.
He
stop him. Throw something at him.
What?
Has anything, that gold statuette.
He who sees the treasure of the Toltecs.
It didn't.
Has death at
it
his
just
shoulder.
Broke off a chunk he of his flesh.
He's still coming.
Run. Run.
We'll get lost.
Follow the strip.
Richard, the ceilings. They seem lower.
Huh?
The passageways are narrower, too.
That's crazy.
Look, up ahead, the walls are closing in.
Hurry. We can't get through.
What do we do now?
I don't know.
He who seeks the treasure of the Toltecs has death at his shoulder.
Look, Hernandez is coming.
Stop it.
Look out.
Are you sure they came this way?
Possibly. I'm just following that stream.
Why would they have done such a thing?
No accounting for the brashness of youth, Brown.
Look up ahead.
A door.
Come on.
Looks like there was a treasure here once. But it's long gone.
Obviously ransacked by marauders centuries ago.
Looks like a burial chamber over here, Doctor.
Yes. Decaying corpses perched on that altar.
Look at this.
What?
The faces on these two corpses. They're so old and decomposed, it's hard to imagine what they originally looked like, but they seem to have been quite young. In their 20s, perhaps. A boy and a girl.
Notice something peculiar, Brown.
What?
The way the bodies are mounted on the altarpiece.
Oh, yes. Can't say I've ever seen anything quite like that before.
Interesting. Huge stone spikes driven through their shoulders. Well, come on, Brown. Let's keep looking. Caroline and Richard must be in here somewhere.
Looks like Richard and Caroline finally made it to the altar after all. And they'll be spending a long time hanging around together. But that's what happens when you get too deep into your work. Tomb was written and directed by Roger Rittner. Featured in the cast were James McAfee, Barbara Trebold, Arthur Dutch, Michael Collins, and Leonard Sloan. Also heard were William Irwin and Bob Farley. Sound effects by David Surtees with Mark Trellin. Production assistance by Captain Arms and Bonna Newman. Midnight is a Roger Rittner radio production. Now, till we meet again, this is your host, Graves, reminding you that wherever you are, it may not be midnight now, but it soon will be. ¶¶